Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Sleeperwire Shorts. I am Steven Spectrantelli, and I'm here to bring you some more of my Dynasty targets. Kind of bear with me a little bit on this episode. I've been a little bit under the weather, but I really wanted to get this one to you. Another one of my huge targets that I have is Darius Slayton, the wide receiver with the New York Giants, a fifth-round selection out of Auburn. He was a guy last year that really had my attention through the combine and for the most part through camp because he was quickly making some noise in there. But I really wanted to see how things kind of translated into gameplay. To be perfectly honest with you, I really didn't draft him at all in rookie drafts last year. But he was somebody that I was able to pick up through free agency early on in the camp process because, as I said, he really was making some noise there. And as the season went on, it really did translate into gameplay. You really have to look at the fact that on a team with Saquon Barkley and a bunch of slot receivers, so Slayton is a field stretcher, and he was a guy that they needed, especially after trading OBJ. So I kind of want to walk through some of the things that I like about him. You know, Slayton is a guy that worked a lot with Daniel Jones, who is now the franchise quarterback in New York. And he had some glimpses and a pretty good rookie season. And you know, Slayton and Jones continue to work, and you know, they spent time together in camp. You know, you saw the time that they had, obviously, during the season, you know, and they also worked together, you know, staying after practices, in camp, during the season, whatever, to get those extra reps in, and they're still continuing to work together through this offseason to grow that chemistry, and this is really a good thing to see, and really is intriguing me even more. You know, Slayton, he isn't the worst route runner in the world, to be honest with you. He's not too bad. He still needs some polishing, but that comes with time, like, you know, most NFL wide receivers. Not everybody can be a Michael Thomas, you know. And with his speed and his footwork, he also is pretty good when it comes to yards after catch. You know, this is a guy that if you really go back and look at some of his college tape, you know, they worked in a kind of an outdated offense, and he had some situations where he would just catch some bubble screens or, you know, short routes or whatever it was, and he was able to get some yards after the catch and turn some of them into touchdowns at that. So, you know, he is really good in that respect. But some of my favorite traits about Slayton is his playmaking abilities. I mean, the guy has good hands, and he high points the ball very, very well. He has pretty good ball tracking skills, excuse me. To pair with that, to win contested catches, you know, he has actually a very, very solid catch radius, which is in like the 95th percentile coming out of the combine. I mean, this guy, you pretty much throw it anywhere around him, and he's going to come down with the ball. You know, if you really want to take a look at some of that, whether it's his rookie year, whether it's his time at Auburn, go look at some game film. I mean, you will see what I'm seeing. This guy, he does have some special talent. And I think just with the offense that he was in Auburn really didn't give him a lot of opportunities. And that's something that you can't really hold against him. And he took advantage of, you know, his situation and his time that he's had so far with the Giants to really shine. I mean, the guy only played he played in 14 games in his rookie year, but he only started 9 of them. And realistically, if you look at that amount of playing time, he still had 84 targets that translated into 48 receptions for 740 yards and 8 touchdowns as a rookie. Okay. Out of those 84 targets, 23 of them were deep shots. That's going back to my point earlier that he's the field stretcher that they needed. He also had just under a 17% target share on the team, 11% of that in which, you know, were red zone targets. So seeing a 17% target share, 11% in the red zone as a rookie, you can see that the trust is there, you know, and a lot of that came with Daniel Jones as well, too. So keep that in mind going forward. His catchable target rate was on 65 targets. So catchable balls, 65 targets, right, was 78%. And his true catch rate was 74%. Not the greatest, but not terrible. Let's take a look at the target competition going forward, even after 2020. Okay, so you have Golden Tate there in New York. The Giants really have a potential out with Golden Tate after 2020. who knows how that'll come down. You know, he did sign a 4-year deal with him, but again, potential out after 2020. Sterling Shepard's contract, they have a potential out in 2022. However, that could hinge on his history. Sterling Shepard has had an injury history in the NFL, and he still has a standing history of head injuries going back to his high school years. But again, those are two guys, going back to what I said earlier, that really thrive in the slot position, not field stretching guys. That's where that's their bread and butter. That's where they do the best. They are slot receivers. So not a lot of threat there to the outside. Not saying that Sterling Shepard cannot play that outside role, but that's where he's really good at. And then you look at Evan Engram, the tight end who spent, you know, half the season on IR. They have a 5th-year option after 2020 for him, and if they do pick up that option, which I kind of expect them to, you know, Evan Engram's been a good player for them, even though he missed half the season last year. But, you know, if they do that, he goes to be an unrestricted free agent the following season. So he's a guy that I think if he played a full year last year, maybe Slayton doesn't finish with 8 touchdowns. Very hard to say, but that just gives Daniel Jones another red zone target. So I still expect a guy like Slayton, again, with his ball tracking skills, with his ability to come down with the ball, the way he can high point the ball, the way he can adjust to it and everything like that, I expect him to be a red zone target. And then, you know, Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley. There's really no need to say more. We know what kind of athletic presence that guy has on the field, how good he is, and how good of a receiving back that he is as well. Now, the upside and opportunity for Slayton there is pretty high. Let's take a look at my expectations and the type of value I would move for him. I mean, I'm confident enough in his future to where I took over an orphan dynasty team this year and traded OBJ for Slayton and a mid-first. I believe it was the 1.05 this year. OBJ is an elite talent. However, I look at his career, I look at his injury history, and again, the guy's an elite talent, but he's a guy that I don't want on my roster. Now I'm looking at Darius Slayton as being a low-end wide receiver too, with the upside that I mentioned, you know, going through all the stuff that I talked about earlier. I mean, I'm saying go out and get this guy as a depth receiver, and or depending on your format or your roster construction or whatever, you know, have him be your third wide receiver. You know, don't go out and get this guy to be like, oh, he's going to be number one, you know, my number one wide receiver, my number two wide receiver. That's not what I'm saying by any means. You know, go in with the lower expectations on him. The upside and opportunity is definitely there. You know, with the upside and developing with a young quarterback in Daniel Jones, I mean, I'd be looking to spend an early to mid second round pick on him, you know, unless you really need running back help. You know, outside of, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you still have Keyshawn Vaughn, you still have Zach Moss, you still have a couple other running backs that are coming in. But realistically, unless you need that RB help, I would take Slayton over just about any rookie outside of the top 15 rookies in this draft, to be perfectly honest with you. So, you know, again, depending on how many teams and your format and all that stuff, early to mid second round pick to go out and get this guy. So that's going to be it for this edition here. Again, you guys can follow me on Twitter at SBEC21. You can find me on Instagram as well at that same handle. I've been putting out some videos recently, player cut-ups on running backs that I've been doing. I'm looking to record an episode on rookie running backs coming up here shortly. So be on the lookout for that. Follow Sleep at Sleeper Wire Show on Twitter. Follow all the content that we have coming out. We're constantly bringing out different episodes, and there's going to be more coming through the off season. So make sure, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys listen to your podcast, go there, subscribe. You won't be disappointed. We have a ton more content coming your way. So until the next time you guys hear my voice, y'all be easy. I got some more digging to do.